All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Today, we are diving deep into California salary laws.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, this is one that I think affects pretty much everybody listening, so you're going to want to pay attention because we are going over some stuff that could have a really big impact on your paycheck.
Yeah, for sure.
And to help me break it all down, we have some incredible legal insights from Shouse Law Group.
They really know their stuff.
Yeah, they do. And actually, some of the stuff that I was reading when I was prepping for this deep dive was pretty surprising.
Like what?
Well, one of the big things that kind of jumped out at me was that just because you're salaried,
Right.
it doesn't automatically mean that you're exempt from overtime.
That's a really common misconception, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And it turns out there's a whole lot more to it.
Yeah, there are some pretty key distinctions between exempt and non-exempt employees.
Okay, so let's break that down then. What exactly makes an employee one or the other?
So there are three main criteria that we need to consider.
Okay.
The first is your primary job duties.
Okay.
So these need to fall under certain categories like executive, administrative, or professional roles.
Yeah.
Second, you need to be using a decent amount of discretion and independent judgment in how you do your job.
Okay, so like how much autonomy you have?
Exactly. And then the third thing is that you have to meet a minimum salary requirement.
Oh, so it's not just about being salaried, it's also about the type of work that you do.
Right, it's a combination of factors.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about that minimum salary then. What is the magic number in 2024 for somebody to be considered exempt?
So in California, the minimum annual salary for an exempt employee is currently $66,560.
Okay, so 66,560.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty significant amount of money.
It is.
I'm guessing, though, that it's not a one-size-fits-all situation, especially in
Yeah.
California.
Yeah, California is known for having some pretty progressive labor laws,
Right.
especially at the city and county level.
Exactly. So, like, is there anything else we need to know about that?
Well, while the state sets the minimum salary threshold, a lot of cities and counties have actually implemented their own minimum wages that are even higher than the state's.
Really?
Yeah. For example, if you're working in Los Angeles County, the minimum wage is $17.27 per hour.
Wow.
And if you go up to San Francisco, it's even higher at $18.07 an hour.
So you could be entitled to way more than the state standard, depending on where you work.
Exactly. Location matters.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's good for employees, but I bet it's a lot for employers to keep up with.
Oh, definitely. It can be a challenge.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of knowing your rights,
Yeah.
I was reading through the stuff from Shouse Law Group, and I was really interested in what they had to say about the California Equal Pay Act and the Fair Pay Act.
Oh, yeah. Those are big ones.
Yeah, because it's all about making sure that people are paid fairly,
Absolutely.
regardless of their gender, race, or
Right.
ethnicity.
Equal pay for equal work.
So can you give us a little bit more about how those laws actually work?
Sure. So essentially, these laws make it illegal for employers to pay employees different wages for substantially similar work based on things like gender, race, or ethnicity.
Okay.
So if a man and a woman are doing the same job with the same level of skill and responsibility,
Right.
they should be getting paid the same amount.
Okay, that makes sense. But I imagine it can get a little bit complicated when you start to factor in things like experience or performance reviews.
Oh, yeah, it definitely can, all that kind of stuff.
You have to look at the whole picture and compare job duties, responsibilities,
Yeah.
performance, all of that.
Yeah, well, and there's this really interesting example in the Shouse Law Group article.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
It was about these two coworkers, Megan and Joe.
Okay, yeah.
They're doing similar work, but being paid different salaries.
Yeah, and that's where the Equal Pay Act comes in.
Exactly.
It not only prohibits that kind of wage discrimination, but it also protects employees from retaliation if they ask about or challenge any wage
Well, that's
discrepancies.
good. So if Megan finds out that Joe is making more than her for doing the same job,
Right.
she has the right to ask her employer about it without being afraid of getting punished.
That's good to know. Nobody should be afraid to ask about fair pay.
Absolutely not.
And California is taking even more steps to promote pay transparency now, too, right?
Yeah, they've implemented some new laws that require employers with more than 15 employees to include pay ranges in their job postings.
Oh, wow.
So job seekers can actually see what a position might pay before they even apply.
Oh, that's a game changer.
It is.
No more guessing games or
Exactly.
feeling like you're negotiating in the dark.
Right. You know what you're getting into from the start.
I love that. And what about people who are already working for a company?
They have the right to request the pay scale for their position.
Okay, that's good. It's
Yeah.
all about creating a more open and equitable playing field.
Exactly. Transparency is key.
I love it. Okay, so We've talked about how important it is to know if you're classified as exempt or non-exempt.
Yeah.
And we talked about equal pay. But what about situations where an employer wants to, like, reduce an employee's salary?
Okay.
Is that even legal in California?
That's a really good question. And it's one where the rules can get a little bit tricky.
Okay. How so?
Well, generally, employers are allowed to reduce salaries.
Okay.
But there are definitely rules that they need to follow.
Okay. Like, what are some of the things that employers need to be aware of?
Well, the biggest one is that they can't reduce someone's pay below minimum wage.
Okay.
Whether that's the state minimum, the county minimum, or the city minimum, whichever one is the highest.
Right.
That's like the hard and fast rule.
Okay. So even if an employer has a legitimate reason to want to reduce someone's salary.
Yeah.
They still have to make sure that the employee is at least making minimum wage.
Exactly. They can't go below that.
Okay. And how does this work with exempt employees?
So with exempt employees, things get even more complicated.
Oh, how so?
Well, remember how we talked about how one of the criteria for being exempt is that you're paid a fixed salary.
Right.
Regardless of the number of hours you work, if an employer starts deducting from an exempt employee's salary for things like partial day absences or for disciplinary reasons, that could actually jeopardize their exempt status.
Really?
Yeah. So, for example, if your boss said, hey, you were late a couple of times this week, so we're going to dock a few hours worth of pay from your salary.
Okay.
That's a red flag because that makes it seem like they're treating you more like an hourly employee.
Right.
Which goes against the whole idea of being exempt.
So it's like they want to have the benefits of having an exempt employee.
Right.
Without actually playing by the rules.
Exactly. And if they do that, they could end up facing all sorts of legal problems, like claims for unpaid overtime and other wage and hour violations.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty serious stuff.
It is.
So if an employee finds himself in a situation where they think that their employer is violating California salary laws, what can they do about it?
Well, California law gives employees a few options. One option is to file a wage claim with the California Labor Commissioner's office.
Okay.
And that's a less formal process where the employee can explain what's going on and try to get things resolved.
So it's like the first step before going to court.
Pretty much. And a lot of times, just filing a wage claim is enough to get the employer to fix the problem and pay the employee what they're owed.
Okay, but what if the employer doesn't cooperate?
Right.
Or what if it's like a more complicated situation?
Well, in those cases, an employee might have to think about filing a lawsuit against their employer.
Okay.
Which is definitely more formal and it's more involved.
Right.
But sometimes it's necessary to make sure that the employee's rights are protected.
So it's important for employees to know that they do have options.
Yeah.
They don't just have to sit there and take it.
Exactly. You have rights.
If their employer is breaking the law.
And California has some of the strongest employee protections in the whole country.
That's great.
And the courts are usually on the side of the workers.
That's good to hear. Okay, so I want to circle back to something that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
About the potential for, like, significant damages.
Right.
In these types of cases.
Uh-huh.
So can you give us some examples of, like, the types of damages that an employee might be able to recover?
Sure. So let's say it's a misclassification case.
Okay.
Where an employee was wrongly classified as exempt.
Right.
They could actually be entitled to back pay for all of that overtime that they worked without being paid properly.
And that could add up to a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're working a lot of overtime.
Right. Exactly. And then on top of that, could they get anything else?
Yeah. So in addition to back pay, they might also be able to get damages for things like missed meal breaks, unpaid vacation time, or other benefits that they didn't get because they were misclassified.
Wow. So a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it can be pretty substantial.
Okay. And what about retaliation cases?
Okay.
Like where the employee was retaliated against for speaking up about wage violations or other illegal practices.
Yeah. So in those cases, the court can do a lot to make things right for the employee.
Right.
They can order the employer to give the employee their job back if they were fired.
Wow.
And they can also award damages for things like lost wages, emotional distress, and even punitive damages in some cases.
Punitive damages. What are those?
So punitive damages are basically a way for the court to punish an employer for really bad behavior.
Okay.
It's not about compensating the employee directly.
Gotcha.
It's more about deterring the employer and other employers from doing similar things in the future.
So it's like sending a message.
Exactly. Like, this is not okay.
Right.
And in California, those punitive damages can be pretty big,
okay,
which gives employees a lot of leverage in these cases.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of information.
Yeah, we have.
But I want to make sure our listeners are walking away with the key takeaways here.
Right.
So if there are just a couple things that they remember from this deep dive, what should those be?
So first, I think the most important thing is to really understand that difference between being exempt and non-exempt.
Yes.
And how that affects your rights as an employee.
And remember, it's not just about being paid a salary.
Right.
You have to look at those three criteria.
Exactly. Job duties, discretion, and independent judgment, and that minimum salary.
Right.
Once you know how you're classified, then it's super important to be aware of the specific salary laws in your situation.
Right.
Like, what's the minimum wage in your city or your county?
And what about equal pay?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about those equal pay protections.
If you're doing similar work as somebody else, you deserve to be paid equally, regardless of your gender, your race, or your ethnicity.
Exactly.
And one last thing, if you think your employer is violating any of these laws, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Right.
There are resources out there to help you understand your rights
yeah.
and take action if you need to.
Well said. Okay, so for all of you deep divers out there,
yeah.
we want to leave you with something to think about.
We've talked about how California's salary laws have changed over time.
Uh-huh.
And we all know that the world of work is constantly evolving.
Right.
So given the rise of remote work, the gig economy,
yeah.
all this growing awareness of employee rights, how do you think California salary laws are going to continue to change in the future?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Something to think about.
It is. It's definitely a complex issue with a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
For sure. For those of you who want to go even deeper into this topic, we've got some links in the show notes.
Check those out.
Make sure to check those out.
Yeah.
And as always, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, it really is amazing to think about how much the workplace has changed, like even just in the last few years.
Oh, yeah, totally.
With so many people working remotely now or in these new gig economy roles.
Right.
I wonder how California's salary laws are going to like adapt to all these changes.
Yeah, that's a really hot topic right now.
Yeah, especially with all these companies like Uber and DoorDash that are relying so much on independent contractors.
Right.
That line between an employee and a contractor is getting more and more blurry.
Yeah.
And that brings up a lot of questions about wage and hour protections.
Totally. And what about remote work?
Yeah.
Does working from home change anything?
Okay, so that's another area where the law is kind of still figuring things out.
Okay.
California does have some pretty strong protections for remote workers.
Okay.
To make sure they're entitled to the same rights and benefits as people who are working in a traditional office.
Okay.
But there are definitely still some gray areas.
Like what?
Particularly when it comes to tracking hours worked.
Okay.
And making sure that everybody's following the rules about meal and rest breaks.
So it sounds like both employers and employees need to be really careful about staying up to date on all these laws.
Definitely, especially with things changing so quickly.
Right, exactly. Well, this has been a super eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
Into California salary laws. I feel like we uncovered some hidden gems and peeled back the layers on something that can seem really intimidating.
Right.
At first glance.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. So a huge thank you to Schaus Law Group.
Yeah, they're great.
For providing all of these incredible legal insights.
They really know their stuff.
They do. And for listeners who want to keep learning more about this, we've included links to their resources in the show notes.
Definitely check those out.
Make sure to check those out. And remember, if you have any questions or concerns about your rights as an employee in California, you can always reach out to an employment lawyer to get some guidance.
Yeah, good advice.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into California salary laws. Until next time, keep learning. Keep questioning.
Yes.
And keep striving for fairness in the workplace.
Couldn't have said it better myself.